540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia freed WNBA star Brittany Griner this morning. The U.S. released notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot in a prisoner exchange. This has been a top goal for President Biden.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along.
Griner's arrest in February made her the most high-profile American jailed abroad. Griner was arrested at the Moscow airport in February when customs officials said they found vape canisters with cannabis oil in her luggage. Griner told the court in August she made a mistake.
I made an honest mistake, and I hope that in your ruling that it doesn't end my life here.
Brittany Griner just freed in Russia. The House votes today on protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. The AP's Donna Warder.
The legislation would require all states to recognize legal marriages regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. President Joe Biden says he'll sign the bipartisan legislation into law promptly and proudly. Democrats have moved the bill quickly through the House and Senate since the Supreme Court's decision in June that overturned Roe v. Wade. That ruling included a concurring opinion from Justice Clarence Thomas that suggested same-sex marriage should also be reconsidered. Donna Warder, Washington.
Two Pennsylvania firefighters have died responding to a house fire where a body was found. The firefighters belong to the new Tripoli Fire Company. A new AP poll, 43% of Americans approve of the way President Biden is handling his job. 55% disapprove. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Judge Jennifer Darrow was defending herself after words she gave a man she convicted for domestic abuse last week 2 days to report to jail. In that time, sheriff's deputies in Illinois say Michael Liu broke into his in-laws' home and shot at them and stabbed them several times. Darrow's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign says most judges actually give abuse convicts more time to report to jail. Wisconsin taxpayers will likely have to pay state taxes on any student loan debt forgiven. Some tax professionals are telling people to report loan forgiveness as income, even if they don't get a 1099-C form from their loan servicer. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night. College volleyball's Sweet 16 play today. Wisconsin host Penn State and Marquette takes on top-seeded Texas. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah,
brother, I can dig it.
Stop.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, young man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
I'm doing fine, man, and I will tell you, you know, I have a lot of guests in the studio and talk about a whole array of things, but the guests that I have in the studio right now, very special to me, and you know, I have, as we are going to have Milwaukee County Health and Human Services in later on today, but these people get it. They understand the importance of community, the importance of humanity. And I spend a lot of time on my show talking about how we need to, as human beings, pick out things that are so important to all of us. And that's the fact that we are all here for a short period of time. And so we need to do everything within our power to make sure that all of us are taken care of, and then, you know, all these other things will kind of dissipate. But if we leave human beings alone to struggle constantly, and the wealthiest nation on earth, then shame on us. And so with that backdrop, I want to welcome someone who I have known for a short period of time, but I almost feel like we've had a lifetime connection, and sometimes, you know people from a spiritual perspective. You don't have to have known them or seen them, but there's just a connection. And none other than Miss Ann Leinfelder Grove, who is the president and CEO of WellPoint Care Network, and she's brought along with her Miss Jody Palavon. Did I blow it? Oh, okay. Who is the vice president of clinical services? Good morning to both of you. How are you?
Good morning, good. Earl.
Good morning.
Listen, let's begin with this because I don't want to waste any time. This will be the first of many visits that we're going to have. But let's, Miss Leinfelder Grove, let's talk about your involvement with this wonderful, wonderful agency, what it was, what it is, and what you see in the future.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Earl. And please call me Ann.
All right, Ann.
I'm delighted to be here. I'm delighted that Jody is here with me this morning to share a little bit about what WellPoint is and where we're headed.
Yes.
And you're a part of that.
Yes, I'm honored.
So WellPoint Care Network is the name of an organization that used to be called St. A. And many years before that, used to be called St. Emilion Lakeside. So for your listeners, I'm broadening the, what is that place? They may have connections to one of those places in our history, who we were across our 172 years of serving the community.
They spent 172 years.
172. Mm-hmm. And Earl, you know, I joke, I feel like I've only been there half the time. Half the time, not really. This is my 33rd year of service. And over those 172 years, and in the last quarter century, we have learned so much and changed so much in order to better serve the community, particularly children and families. And so we're located on 89th and Capitol Drive on the northwest side of Milwaukee, and on a campus that's 18 acres and a large building. And our purpose is sharing that space with the community. So we're excited that you've become a close partner. We're thrilled that you and your colleagues, Voices of the Elders, come and hang out on Mondays. You're always welcome. And how we see the future, which is what I heard you ask, yes, is about aligning with people and organizations like you in order to meet the needs of our community.
You know, you talk about your service and families. And, you know, people say, well, aren't there enough programs? Aren't there enough organizations out there? You know, why do you need so many of them? You said 170 some odd years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 170 some odd years servicing families and people. So that tells me that irregardless of what the times are, families, children, the constant, are always going to need support. We live in a society today that they don't get as much support as they once did, you know, decades and centuries ago. Why? Do you have any idea why?
Well, I would say, first of all, that in that context, we start with humility. What children and families and the community needs is best understood through their voices of what they are looking for, what their strengths are, which are many, and that often gets lost in the narrative, where the strengths of individuals, families, and communities lie. I like how your group is looking to tackle that. It's how we see our sense of serving the community, something called self-healing communities, coming alongside people who are looking for care, in Jody's case, leading our mental health programming, both at our clinic and through 36 schools in the community. What do those kids and their families tell us about what they need? The answers vary. Sometimes it's more formal programming, specifically mental health services. Sometimes it's supporting them to be a stronger family. Sometimes it's just listening in order to give them a path to healing. One thing we worry about is everything is reduced to simple yes-no answer, right or wrong, red or blue, good or bad, right? And we believe the world is way more complex than that. So when you ask, what do people need and why do they seem to need more? For us, it's first seeking to understand what it is that people might want from WellPoint Care Network.
You know, Ms. Palavan, that their people are so quick to judge.
Yes.
When I was a young boy, 70% or more of my friends came from nuclear families.
Mm-hmm.
I myself came from a family where my parents were married for 66 years until the evil consequences of time took my mom. I didn't know what it was like not to have a mother and a father until I was 63 years old. And so people look at me in disbelief that my wife and I have been together for 43 years, and they say, like I came from a different planet, right? And so I'm from a family of 13. Never was homeless. Never was hungry. Always had clean clothing. Lived in a safe environment. Went to a school. I went to schools where I'm not saying teachers don't care now, because they do. But the schools weren't social service agencies first. That was something that happened at home. And then teachers were allowed to educate. But today, you look at our fragmented families, and let's talk about the role you think that that plays in the development of a child.
That plays a huge role in the development of a child. Those are our forming years where we're, learning, like you did from your mom and dad, what a relationship looks like, how we support each other, how we work together to achieve where we want to go. We all pitch in. And when those pieces are missing, we miss those experiences. But also what is happening is the stress that our families are under when you don't have that whole piece of the pie there. We have, young mothers struggling to be able to provide what the children need financially. Young children not having experience in relationship with their dad. That's key in our development, to be able to navigate those types of relationships.
You know, my mom stayed home. Mm-hmm. And raised 13 children because my father could work at one job that provided a roof over our heads, food in our stomachs, stability in our lives. And, you know, that recipe for success, we know works, right? But now, you know, mom can't stay at home.
No.
And give the children what they need, because we live in a society now where mom can be a CNA and make $12 an hour. She's working. We ask people to go to work, and yet we don't compensate them in a manner commensurate with what they're doing. There is no daycare to provide for somebody who's working every day. Those things that we demand of them, and they're doing that, and yet we expect them somehow to become some special kind of people that even we weren't when we were young.
Right. We see the we see the way that we get to know people and their needs through the mantra of seek first to understand. So some of the experience, the rich experience you had as a young person and into your adulthood, maybe isn't the same, but that doesn't mean that there aren't opportunities.
So let's do this. We've got to go to a break. If you guys will hang on, we'll come right back. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. World points on Miss Linefelder Grove and Miss Jolie Palavo are here. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Join in the conversation. We'll be right back.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back,
Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 37 today under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 30. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Highs level off around 35. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
When I wake up, I look into the mirror. I can see a clearer vision. I should start living a day, 'cause today is gonna be the day, it's gonna be the day. 'Cause today's gonna be the day, it's gonna be the day.
Yeah. It's like every day. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Wellpoint is in the house, and I'm glad they are. They're represented by Ms. Ann Leinfelder-Grove, who is the president and CEO, and Ms. Jody Palavan, who is the vice president of clinical services. You were saying, I'm sorry, Ann, before we interrupted you.
We were talking about what families need, and I was reflecting that WellPoint has understands families' needs through the social determinants of health. Big word. What does it mean? It means there are core things that individuals and families need in order to thrive, and they're not surprising. In fact, they're similar to some of the reflections you had about your own growing up. So when we engage someone to receive WellPoint Care Network services, the first thing we do is ask them about what we call the five pillars. And those include housing. Do you have a safe and affordable place to live? Healthcare. Do you have a physician? Are you receiving the healthcare you need? Employment. Do you have a job? Are you working? Is it a family-sustaining job? Education. Is there a need for additional education in your family, for the parents, for the kids? How's it going in that educational realm? And the fifth pillar is caring connections. Those special people in our lives could be family, could be friends, could be neighbors, could be a teacher. Caring connections are the people that you know you can count on to help you be resilient and strong. And the people you go to celebrate when great things happen, and the people that you reach out to when you need additional support and care and love. And so we ask each of the people we meet about these five pillars and learn a lot about them and their life story and their family story and their family history, and engage them in such a way that isn't about, okay, what program are you here for? We'll get to that, based on their needs and their strengths, but it's more about embracing them as a human being and covering the conversation on these core pillars that we know make a difference if they're there and if they're lacking. And if there's a gap, then our teams work to make the connections in the community to make things well. So housing, if there's a concern about housing stability, we have a team that helps find safe and affordable housing for someone. You can't work on things like mental health and distress if you don't have a place to live, if you're not safe at night, So this five pillars framework has really accelerated our understanding of the people in our care. It's broadened the connections and resources that we have and hold in the community. And it's something that we see as a secret sauce for the success that you were asking about as you imagine a world where families and kids are thriving. Five pillars is a big piece of that. And then Jody's team can come alongside an assessment for mental health needs that has more value and more sticking power because we've tackled these five pillars in such a way that people feel engaged, they feel safe with us, and the work can begin.
So Jody, I have a son that's bipolar and schizophrenic and struggling, and he's certainly over the last several months had more of a difficult time, because today we live at a time where early on in his mental health journey, he was court-ordered medicated. They no longer are court-ordered medicated, and the evil consequences of mental illness and the deterioration of it, he's in the throes of that. But I wanted to ask you about the mental illness aspects of what's happening with people today. Mm-hmm. And it is my contention, I don't have anything to back this up, but I'm just talking from the perspective of somebody who's lived a little while now. And I remember seeing some folk who had some mental illness as a young person. But, I mean, it almost appears that there's more mental illness now. I don't know if it's diagnosed more than it was before, or if the stresses and the pressure of everyday life has some impact on that.
Absolutely. You're right on track. You know, our mind, our body work together, and we talk about this biopsychosocial model where our biology, you know, our physical, our social interaction, our social environment all play an impact. And so we might have this genetic tendency towards a mental illness. But if things are going well in our life, the stressors in the world, things are, you know, our health, physical health, it might not show up. But when we have things like this incredible challenges that we're experiencing, especially in the past 3 years after COVID,
right,
and the increase in poverty and medical illness and loss and stress and the fear of not knowing what's going on, things have exacerbated. Things are worse. We're seeing increases somewhere are between 20 and 40% increase in people,
wow,
suffering in anxiety, depression. You know,
20 to 40%.
That's what the research is showing right now.
That, to me, we can talk about all the other things that are going on in the society, in the country. But long term, 20 to 40% and growing should be one of the top concerns as a nation. I mean, you know, we spend almost $1 trillion on a defense budget a year.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we can't seem to understand, you know, that outside threat is just that. It's what the inside part of this is,
yes,
going to render this nation. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling.
Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Tensions between the U.S. and Russia have been heightened recently because of the war in Ukraine. This morning, there's word that Russia has now freed WNBA star Brittany Griner in a dramatic prisoner exchange, with the U.S. releasing notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time.
This has been a priority for President Biden.
I'm glad to be able to say that Brittany's in good spirits. She's relieved to finally be heading home. And the fact remains that she's lost months of her life, experienced the needless trauma. She deserves space, privacy, and time with her loved ones to recover and heal from her time being wrongfully detained.
President Biden at the White House this morning. Still jailed in Russia, Paul Whelan, a Michigan corporate security executive imprisoned on espionage charges that his family and the U.S. government says are baseless. I'm Rita Fox.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Wisconsin company Packers Sanitation Services Incorporated, which was found to be employing minors to clean slaughterhouses in three states, has been ordered by a federal judge to comply with child labor laws. Initially, investigators found at least 31 underage workers as young as 13. Further investigation found at least 50 minors scrubbing and sanitizing dangerous equipment on overnight shifts. At least five meatpacking plants in Nebraska, Minnesota, and Arkansas have been identified as employing minors. PSSI agreeing to fire underage workers and sanction any managers who were involved in hiring them. The meat processing companies who own the plants where the workers were identified say they're monitoring the investigation and will consider taking action against PSSI if necessary. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Well points on Miss Ann Leinfelder Grove, who is the president and CEO, and Miss Jody Polovov, who is the vice president of the clinical services. And well point are in the studio. And so, Mr. Polovan, we were talking about the mental health aspect of things because, I mean, as the people who listen to me know, I spent the last 12 years volunteering my time in Milwaukee Public Schools and in grade school, middle school, and high school. And I was seeing some signs in children at young ages. Nobody, not Milwaukee Public Schools, not the system itself, has enough help and support to address all of these young people who are showing signs of the stresses and that you talked about and those five pillars you are talking about, which are, well, if everybody had access to those five pillars, maybe we wouldn't be seeing what we're seeing with those children. You want to respond to that, Jody?
Absolutely. You know, we hear about this mental health flood of need right now and an epidemic, it's called. And that was started way before COVID. We were seeing it go up and up. And we're never going to be able to keep up if all we're doing is trying to treat people after it occurs. We have to get in front of it, like you are doing with your activities. We have to get in front and stop the situations that are occurring that are causing this. We've seen, especially when you talk about Milwaukee Public Schools, the rate of the incident of trauma that our young people are experiencing early in life, intergenerationally, impacting those behaviors. You know, sometimes we hear people call bad kids. Kids aren't bad. Kids are born good, wonderful. Their behavior is just a way of screaming out for what they need. And we have to listen and we have to get in front of that. And these five pillars are where we start. Kids, we all need our needs met. We need to be safe. We need to be fed. We need to have our education. We need to not be afraid of where our kids are going to sleep tonight or what we're going to feed them. That's incredible stress.
You know, and this, when you look at it as a whole apple, and you at well point gonna, you know, take the whole apple with one bite, that's, you know, almost an impossible task. But bit by bit, right? I mean, you've got all these different tentacles that make up WellPoint. Those five pillars, all of those things are just, you know, tips of the iceberg. Do you ever get frustrated when you see just how big an issue this is?
Never frustrated, but more determined because of the scope of need. For the last 15 years, we have worked within a framework called trauma-informed care. It's both a philosophy and it's the way that we practice to understand how important it is for us to appreciate what someone's life story is as we come alongside them to serve. So it does break it down a little bit more of a bite at a time. And we know that programs are only a piece of the puzzle. You talk about the breadth of our services. Yes, we have extensive mental health services at our headquarters in Milwaukee and really throughout the region. We're on track to serve over 1,000 people in our mental health programming this year. Jody leads that work. Our outpatient mental health clinic was developed only within the last 5 years because we saw the need to have different solutions for children and families. We've recently seen an increase in the number of adults and even elders who are coming to receive mental health services. So, no, never discouraged. Hopeful that we have a solution that will bring somebody into their own healing journey. Trauma-informed care tells us we need to seek to understand. We don't need to look at what's wrong with somebody and label them in the moment, but to seek to understand where they've been and how where they've been creates who they are today. Then we're armed with the information and hopefully the relationship with them that we can truly make a difference in the approach that we take and in the services that we offer. So it's pretty energizing, really, to understand how our approach and our connection can help influence our vision that every child and family can thrive.
You know, we live in a judgmental society.
Yes.
And it's so easy to point the finger at people. I want to mention some of the services you offer. Outpatient mental health services, school-based mental health, occupational therapy, neurosequential model of therapeutics, comprehensive community services, foster parenting, care coordination, child welfare, youth transitioning to adulthood, K-12 schools, child and family services organizations, early childhood educational, law enforcement, consulting and coaching, meet our trainers. And so the other thing is my wife and I, treatment foster parents.
Yes, and thank you for that.
So, and have been now for the better part of 19 years. And I told you the story of the young man we took in who still requires 24-hour care 19 years later. Mm-hmm. Who he'll always require that. And I don't understand. And people say, oh, you're special. No. Not special. Just understanding that I'm on this planet a short period of time. And in the twinkling of an eye, the evil consequences of time will take me away, like all of us. What do you do while you're here of consequence, right? Well, you know, I got a lot of money. And, you know, I own a lot of things. And, okay. You know, if that's what makes you happy. But when you look at what people are faced with, right, there should be no homelessness in the wealthiest nation on earth, mm-hmm. right? There should not be a point in time when people don't know where they're getting a meal. There are people who don't believe that there are hungry people and families in this country. I'm just saying they don't, and they think that if that's the case, it's because of the people themselves, their shortcomings, right? I was able to make it. Why can't you?
Yeah, one of the things that we understand about our trauma-informed perspective is that this notion of bootstraps mentality, right. I made it, it's your turn, is really not very well-informed. People that have made it or whom are successful, thriving, had lots of positive influences in their lives. And when you poke at that a little bit, did you have somebody who really cared about you? Did you have a teacher that inspired your learning? Did you have a coach? Maybe you had a mentor who meant a lot to you and you meant a lot to them. That's part of the recipe for a successful future.
Yeah, I made it on my own. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who wiped your nasty nose, right? Who wiped your backside? Mm-hmm. Nobody is self-made, right? None of us. And I don't care how successful you think you are, you needed help along the way. And that's what part of this whole humanity thing is, interconnected people who are working hard, you know, to try and make it through the society. Let's go to the phone lines of my good friend Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, my friend?
Good morning, and I just wanted to say thank you to Ann. I've known her for a number of years, and I do services with them at Low Point. But I want to emphasize that they also help fathers. And we try to work with the men to reunite them with their children and the families so that the family becomes whole again. So just kudos to Well Point and the work that they do throughout the community for everybody.
Hello, Mr. Holmes. I am so grateful to hear your voice, and thank you for your nice compliments back at you, the work that you're doing. And helping us do with dads is so important and really speaks to what we're talking with Earl about, these five pillars. They include moms and dads and community. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. And as I said, we are a service provider in partnership, and everything is going well.
Glad to hear it.
Hey, Al, thank you very much, man. I really appreciate it. Let me ask you guys, When I was a young boy, and yeah, I always have to tell children that I didn't come into the world as 68. I used to be their age. This is an added problem that was not around during my time. And if somebody came to talk to my group of children and said, raise your hand if you know somebody who's been shot. If there was 100 of us in the classroom and one person raised their hand, we would look at him in disbelief. We could not imagine that we lived in a safe environment, right? I grew up on 25th and Hopkins, 53206, what is now considered one of the worst zip codes in the entire nation. There wasn't any of those things, right? And now, today, if I'm in a classroom and I ask kids, raise your hand if you know somebody who's been shot, 50 to 60% raise their hands. And we can't ignore that as a society.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we have to, as a society, take that on. We can't say, well, that's Milwaukee's problem. Because in the long run, Milwaukee's problems are going to be problems for the state and for the nation. You know, how long can we continue to ignore these problems that are going on in you know, different parts of our country?
Yeah, I was last night looking at some of the data, information really, around the homicides in Milwaukee this year. Over 200 this year, and we're December the 8th, right? There's time left. Looking at 35% of those homicides being young people, 85% of those deaths, people of color, African Americans.
Right.
And the majority, you know, young male African Americans. And the statistics are staggering. The data points on the map are humbling. And then when you read each of the stories about what happened, it speaks of something that is as bright and flashing a need as anything. And how those deaths have occurred has a ripple effect, as you say, far beyond the tragedy in those families, in those neighborhoods. We are all accountable and responsible.
You know, Jody, I spoke about the 10-year-old boy this past Monday. And all deaths, all murders are heart-wrenching to families. But when you see a 10-year-old who is now, you know, under $50,000 bail, and because of the statutes and laws in the state of Wisconsin, right now, until things change, going.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 37. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 30. Overcast skies tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Daytime highs approaching 35. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas. That same number. Well, Point is still in the studio. And you know, before we went to break, we were talking about this tragic story that seems to be all too familiar in our community. Maybe not to the degree of this particular story, but many that are egregious. And this 10-year-old boy who clearly has some mental health challenges. I mean, he for heaven's sakes, he set the furniture in the house on fire before. He took a dog and swung it by the tail round and around and around. That's a guy, that's a child who has some mental health challenges. And you can't fix that with one or two visits, can you?
No, you can't. No. And, you know, as Ann had mentioned, you have to understand, where's that journey been? Walk by side by side with those individuals, that family, and understand what's happened in life that has led to this situation. We know by our trauma-informed model that we talked about, that early adversity has such an impact on the development of the brain. And if your brain isn't fully developed, you can't manage your impulse, we call it regulation. And so when you have this strong emotion, this child was having a strong emotion, was feeling a very strong need for this item, whatever that represented to him. Was it right? Mom's attention, mom's love, whatever it was. And when it couldn't get satisfied, he couldn't manage that intense emotion. His brain wasn't capable. It wasn't developed enough to do that.
You know, I had the secretary of not prisons, but I forgot what it's called.
Corrections?
Yeah, Department of Corrections. Mm-hmm. I had him on, and he said over 20 to 25% of the people who are locked up have mental health issues.
And I would say that's probably a low estimate. Mm-hmm.
And so here we are in a society that locks up instead of treating mental illnesses. If left alone, once people, the younger they are with these illnesses, and if not addressed, it's pretty safe to say what's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, it's predictive of risk, at the very least, predictive of risk of mental health. At the beginning, we talked with you about the 172 years of our organization's history. We're at the place in the history that our passion is around little children, babies and toddlers, young families, right, young parents, as they learn about successful parenting, because at that time in life is when we want to intervene to prevent or mitigate the risk of things like this tragedy with this 10-year-old happening.
You know, I don't care how secure we are in our mental capacities. Raising a child is not easy.
Right.
I mean, I don't care who you are. Raising, and there is no book. I don't care how many different books people write. Mm-hmm. You have to experience and learn through your experiences. And I think that's probably why, as grandparents, we are better later on, because we've learned, right, mm-hmm. by trial and error. So when people are so young with these families, that is the most critical.
Yeah, and human history tells us lots of things. For civilization, how people learned how to parent was because they lived together in intergenerational families with their tribe, with the people that could guide them and support them. And you know, that's a big clue for the solution that we'd like to bring as well. Strong community creates healthy families and thriving kids.
So we began Baby Steps this morning with WellPoint. It's been around 170-some-odd years. and so there's so much there, so rich in dealing with people that it's going to take a long time, but I'm up to the task of having you on and continuing to have your perspective on what is happening with people. Because there's a misconception also that this is only a problem with those people in the central city.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I've seen in the times that I'm over there a rainbow of people, right?
Yes. The human experience is everyone. Right? And so our opportunity is to talk about that with you and share what we're doing and the care of the people. We serve 5,000 people on any given day, and we'd like to share more about
that. Wow, 5,000 people on any given day. I'm always amazed while I see families coming in, right? And they're not coming in because all is well, right? You know, I mean, because the kids are all 4-point students, and there's no need, no pain in the family. And, you know, well, leave it to Beaver when I was a kid. That was, you know, what, you know, we always wanted to aspire to, country club and, you know, all these other things and all the great things. Never quite got there. But it was at least a measuring stick, right? You could see something where there was harmony in families. But we live in family lives right now where even the harmony inside of the family is disrupted. And children watch that, and that even impacts. It's not always outside of the house, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So listen, guys, I hate to, you know, be the bearer of bad tidings. But for now, we're going to have to stick a pin in it until we reconnect again. It's been my pleasure and honor to have had you guys in the studio in the beginning of what I know is going to be a very fruitful time as we set things in motion that people who are listening now who are hurt know that there are opportunities out there and they don't have to feel alone.
Yes, right. Thank you, Earl. We can't wait to come back.
Thank you. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Milwaukee County Health and Human Services. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.